Pablo Francisco's here. We didn't know you'd ever...
He's back.
We love you.
That's right. I make a nice hot Mexican meal for all of you guys there. You too.
Seen any good YouTube videos lately?
This really...
Calls.
Yeah, I was walking, and he fell off the stage, and he hurt his collarbone. But you know what? I went to AA, and then they took me to AAA because I was drinking so much.
AAA.
I went AAA to AAA, and then the next thing you know, I'm having sex with two pilots on American Airlines. Yeah. Risky.
You're feeling all right, though. Everybody, I want to drag on and all of every. You've been through this enough. You had an incident.
Oh yeah, got a little boozed up. Fell off.
You tumbled off the stage. You went into what we're calling the Pablo Loop.
I went to the Pablo Loop right there because when you break your
your arm.
No, my collarbone. I broke it previously, so I kind of opened it back. He was trying to save the show, and then he went to the ambulance, and I woke up with a catheter in my
in your pee-pee?
In my dong.
Why'd they put a catheter in your dong for a broken shoulder?
That's
assault. That's where you drain all the alcohol.
Was it Dr. Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, it was something. Yeah.
This he touched me in my bong bong.
That's right. They're coming out of the closet, the walk-in closet, from Steven Spielberg and Touchstone Pictures. Producers are making deals and copying deals.
Don't touch me.
You want to be in the show, right?
Kermit?
Yeah. Kermit the Frog.
Kermit, oh, no!
Here, you don't want to, you haven't been banged in a year. What are you talking about?
Kermit is sexually assaulting Piggy for years.
You want to be in the show, right?
Oh, that's true. You want to be in the show.
Take the hog.
Have you ever had that happen to you, Papa?
When I was a kid, I worked for this video game vendor guy, and he kind of made the move on my belly button. And I went,
fingered your belly?
My friend. He finger banged my belly button. He was like, hey, you're going, oh, yeah. He put right buried by the Kong Kong and the whatnot. And I went to a massage parlor, and they kind of got me there, too.
And my belly button. You have, a desirable belly button. Yeah. Your finger. May I see your belly button,
please? A deep inny.
A deep inny inside of his navel
cavity. Was it like the episode of Different Strokes where Arnold and Dudley went down to the
bicycle
and Gordon Jump?
Shop.
Was it the any bang Dudley? Gordon Jump played a bike owner.
It's so uncomfortable.
And he would take Dudley.
Is it really?
Yeah. Dudley and Arnold go in the back, and they'd watch cartoons. And he goes, you like these cartoons? And this is a comedy in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
On a very special Different Strokes. And then all of a sudden, Arnold's like, I don't like this. And he runs, and Dudley's like, cartoons are pretty cool.
Yeah, freckles.
And then you're led to believe that Dudley was nailed by this old man.
Oh, God.
And then the next week, they're back to the hijinks of Different Strokes.
They got rid of the bicycle repairman, which is what you did.
Yeah. Dudley's rape was never addressed.
And then starring Corey Feldman. Right. But,
So you've been sexually assaulted, hashtag me too.
Yeah, hashtag me too. The thing is, I got out of it before. I said, hey, man, I'm not down with this kind of thing. Yeah. And, played some Mario Brothers and got in Dragon's Lair and got out of there. That's what happened.
Why? Because dudes are cooler.
Yeah, dudes are cooler, man. It's a needle through the eye, Gary. Come on. All these people. He touched me 10 years ago. Now I'm coming up for it. All this kind of,
It's your belly button fingered. It was awkward. It was weird. But you didn't cry yourself to sleep for a decade until someone else comes for your phone.
But my friend did. He did something with that guy. Yeah, and he made $1,000. And I told my friend, I go, what's up with that?
Wait a minute. Your friend blew this guy?
No, the guy did him. Yeah, and I go, dude. And he goes, well, you had a lot of money in my pocket. Didn't you do it? And I go, I didn't do it.
Doc?
So you were friends with Bobby Lee at a very early age.
Bobby Lee. You have beef, you come broccoli.
So, Pablo, the thing I was getting at before we went off, you're doing well.
I'm doing great.
Good.
I went to Betty Ford Clinic. I went
down there in Palm Springs.
I went, it was beautiful.
I golfed next to that. I didn't know what it was. In fact, it was Thanksgiving weekend.
Eight ball goes in the golf ball.
They all tried to break it open.
Oh, yeah.
golf ball went in there. Come on, you can chunk this
down. What's in the core?
What's inside?
I'm listening to this party, and I'm like, what's going on in there? And my dad's, he lived on the thing, that's the Betty Ford Center.
Right.
And I'm peering through the oleanders trying to get a look at celebrities and stuff having a Thanksgiving there. And it was amazing.
You could barely afford it. Oh, no, I went down there. No, I hooked up there. I went there and I met some guys from the GM Motor Company and kind of hooked a deal with Subaru. So I kind of I came out a winner.
That's not how it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to come out with merch.
Yeah, I came out with the merch. I came out with this new Subaru XV. I got six commercials out of it. So
you got jobs at the Benny Ford
Center. Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
How long were you there?
I was there for 30 days, right?
30 days.
I had to go in there. But everyone does heroin. Do you heroin? You stick needle? I was going, good God. And after a while, because you can't see, be in a group of people and go, my dad killed himself, and everyone's saying that stuff. And I go, I took a jet. Okay, forget it.
I can't give you part of that.
So when it came around to you, what did you say? I mean,
I just said, I go, listen, I go, I have bad timing. That's what I said. I got bad timing. I love all you guys. I'll be here for you. And they offered me a job there. I swear to God.
You want to be, we're going to work here at Bentley Ford.
Why do you think you had bad timing? That's the best answer I've ever heard to AA.
Yeah,
why are you here?
Yeah, I'm an addict. Addict, that's like molester. I don't know.
I have bad timing. I got drunk on camera.
Yeah,
now
boo-boo fell
here.
Off. And now I'm
so are you
quite.
Done drinking or are you still?
No, no booze. No booze.
Yeah, so now. You've replaced it clearly with
for
something.
Now.
No, there's always that for now.
For now. I'm going to stop drinking and doing drugs. For now.
Shut up. Be quiet.
For now. Go ahead. Smoke that joint. Do it.
No, don't do it. It'll make you cough.
That means it's working. Do it.
Have you been tempted or have you gone back to it?
No, I have used in my head, like thought about it and said if it was here, I'd do it. So I call that a use.
Yeah.
But other than that, but
is it a struggle or are you like,
oh, no, no, after what? No, no, it's not a struggle. After collarbone
tumble.
Yeah.
So it's right now.
It might have been a shock reaction, too.
Well, as somebody who's known you for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. I had relatives calling from, oh, look at my bone. Aborigines. So,
we can test you. We got beer in the fridge.
Yeah, you want a beer?
We can test you.
This bud's for you. That's right there, comedian.
And only you, Pablo.
And only you, Pablo, the man who walks on stage.
This is the Budweiser that says Mexican on it.
It's Mexican on it. That's right.
I think black people should have that.
Here's for you. For every black guy who walks into a nightclub with a big fat blonde chick on her arm, he takes weight gain and makes it his game. That's right.
He's going to get her ATM card.
That's right. Soon she's paying your bills. So, show her off as your king, but really she's standard. Your gold mine.
Pablo Francisco is here. He is at Stand Up Live this weekend. What is it, Friday, Saturday?
It's going to be, we're going to be in Tempe tonight.
Oh, you're in, is that right? Okay, I got this all screwed up.
And then from Tempe, we go all the way down to Stand Up Live. Yeah,
Phoenix. Yeah. So at the Improv tonight.
The Improv tonight.
Great show tonight, then. This is great.
It's going to be hot.
People are going to want to look for things to do.
Yeah, and then.
Do you
then,
see your family down in Tucson at all for the holidays?
They're up in Chile right now. And
They're in the country of Chile? Or
they're in the country of Chile. They're in Chile.
Your stepmom's there?
My stepmom. And I'm going to be going to Christie's Cabaret for a good Thanksgiving dinner. And,
hot Mexican wishbones.
Meal. That's right. We'll get some chicken finger me's and some squeezer salad. It will be like Mike Devo is going to be there with me, too.
Is that something
that's
they told
buddy.
You at Betty Ford was a good idea?
The Betty Ford scene.
You should go to strip clubs for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's not the saddest
thing. It's another
mind ever.
Using. It's another mind using.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm the AA man. Went to AAA.
Yeah. But I'm glad you're all right because this you know, we just lost Ralphie. He was a good friend of the show. And we've always said, you know, there was something going on with Ralphie that we needed to do. You tried and tried and tried. Mm-hmm. I hope that you realize you got a lot of people who want you to be
well,
good.
You know, thank you very much. Yeah. And now I just, now it's.
Now I want you to put a spotlight at the end of your show and just go, I just want to break the room down for
you. Yes, this is Wayne Newton. I'd just like to say that.
Get down on one knee.
Get on one knee and everything's going to be fine. And you are, there you go.
But, it's going to be Bourbon Street and Christie's Cabaret, all with pumpkin pie and Mormon mingle.
Do they sell pumpkin pie at the strip clubs?
Yeah, that's right, pumpkin pie.
They have
pie.
A Thanksgiving meal for you.
I walk right in there and go, hey, ladies, put your clothes back on. I came here for the pumpkin pie.
Diggity-gee and diggity-go. And
they sit at the table with you.
Yeah, do the strippers gather under their prayer?
And he provides the gravy.
I hope someday to get out of this hell, and I thank you for this meal and heroin.
They all say a little speech.
Why don't you get on your knees and make a prayer?
I'm in sweatpants at Thanksgiving. How bad can Thanksgiving be? I'm in Hanes sweats.
Make a wish. Ha, cha, 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 cha.
Sounds awesome.
That's right.
I've never thought of that.
Now
that
break the wishbone.
That sounds better than hanging out with your family for sure.
Yeah. Or, you know, more, what's it? Farmers.com. Oh, my God. It's not from the city.
Farmers.com. That's right. I'm looking for a lady with scruples and diggity-gee and diggity-go. And pardon me, young lady. And, oh, God. It's all crap. All that country.
Have you met anyone on Farmers Only? You do a lot of internet work.
Well, you know, I went to, I was looking for a strong black man. I went to eHarmony.com.
You're looking for a strong black man?
Well, ladies, you want that strong black man?
Oh, I thought you were looking
for me. No, man.
Just go to black.com.
Yeah, what's up with that? Well, I went to Adult Friend Finder. I put my profile there, and right next to my face was a big old penis going, boom, boom. Yeah, the big penis. Boom. There was one. Boom.
You were on Adult Friend Finder?
Adult Friend Finder and Techno Dave. And
what?
No, I was talking to a robot the whole time.
Oh man.
Yeah, they're like, hey guys,
you got catfished?
Yeah. Yeah, I got catfished, man. It was a, it was Illuminati, man. It was a Mason.
I wanted to see once where one of those robots takes me, because I didn't realize that that's how they did it. But this girl's like, she's in the area and she wants to bang.
Yeah.
Her name is Ashley, and I'm like, hi Ashley. And then she said, hi, where are you? And I'm like, in Phoenix. And then it said, Phoenix is where I am from. And I'm like, nobody talks like that. Mm. So I wrote the same thing I wrote again. Right. Hi, Ashley. Hi, where are you? I'm like, God damn it, it's all.
Man, right. It's a conspiracy. I thought you were real.
Yeah.
Man, it's like, you know, I called Backpage, right, one time, and the girl showed up with a blurry face on her. She had a blurry face.
Ari,
she, had,
yeah.
She was naturally blurry. Yeah. She was just out of focus.
Yeah, she was like, it looks like the
legit
picture.
Legit photo.
Yeah, man. And she had some guy named Lamont. I got to search the house before she can come in.
Do you still dabble with that?
A little bit. I just don't do impersonations when I have sex because it'll charge me like five times.
Really? You should get charged. You should get money.
Yeah, it should be one fee. You know,
Arnold
Schwarzenegger. That's only I have to charge you for that.
Okay. They charge you extra when you start doing your act?
Yeah.
You start entertaining them more and you get dinged?
Yeah, and end it with a good Mark Wahlberg. Hey, man. You doing good? You like that? You doing good? Huh? You doing good? And then... And I'm out.
That's an extra $100 for you.
There you go. What the?
Yeah, they do my Shia LaBeouf. That's my Shia LaBeouf.
You just scared to death.
That's right. The force with you.
So what are you excited about this holiday season?
I want to see Star Wars, but I don't want to go to the theater to see it. So I may
want to steal it?
Yeah, I'm going to probably just get it on the internet and pause it a few times and check that out.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm going to just try to stay in focus, man. You know, yeah. We're working on the special, and Netflix wants more comedy content, so I have to work on some more material.
You got some more stuff. So Netflix,
more stuff.
Give me more stuff from Pablo.
We're going to do some more stuff. Hi, this is Arnold. Instead of, you know, saying, I'll be back, you know, I'm getting old, it's I'll my back. But anyhow, you got to do it. Come on. You know, ouch. But anyhow. We're going to go to Casino, Arizona. Probably get down over there. Get down in Boogie.
So you're very excited about strip clubs and gambling.
That's right. Because
for the holidays. Because that's great.
It's fun for the whole family.
Is your mom still married to your father, stepmom, the black lady?
Not going to replace your mom.
I'll never forget in my life.
I will never, ever take the place of your mama, boy. That's right. Now you get in the room now. Yeah. I'm single when I'm drunk. And... I'm just making my way to San Francisco. Maybe meet a girl over there.
Really?
In San Francisco, it's beautiful. But I met a girl just recently. Went on a date with her, and she wanted to go to a blues clubs. And
sure.
They suck.
Yeah.
it does. A trumpet. This is like, oh my god. You know, it's like, you know. You close your eyes and play that harmonica so I can walk out.
Then what would be the club of your choice?
So wait for the blues musician to get into his music. You see him close his eyes, and you're out.
It's like David Lee Roth going blues. Remember that?
Busy
bop, busy bop. The kids are going to like this one.
So you took a girl on a date.
Yeah, and it lasted.
You've ever done that before.
Yeah, I was like one of those ADD dates.
You liked her.
Yeah, it was feelings all for her.
Feelings are weird.
Yeah, her name was $500. What's up with that, man? It's Illuminati.
So it was a date.
Yeah, it was kind of a date. Yeah, you know,
tell us about, like, if you were in love connection, how would this, like, tell us about the girl.
The
date
for first
date. What did you like about her?
She was she kissed me right off the bat.
Right away. Yeah. Where did you meet her?
I met her in Miami.
No kidding.
Yeah,
in Miami.
Yeah, and she was like, she's managed like one of those coaches, one of those. She managed the store, like a woman.
Okay. Oh, a coach store?
Yeah, but she always talk about this. You know, baby, I don't want to hear it. You know, and I go, oh god, she's like one of those. Oh, baby, you know, one kiss but no tongue.
Sassy little Cuban.
Ooh. Yeah, a little bit. She
nice.
She did the same moves all the time. I dance, one leg out, kiss you. I go, I'll go. All right, you know, I want a little bit more. Let's take it to the next level. But didn't go like that. Dance, stupid kiss. Dance, no tongue kiss. Jack, be nimble. Jack, be don't kiss. Jack, don't let the candlestick. So it's just...
What clubs are you going to?
I went to... And I'm in there, sitting back there, watching her and her friend's purses going, well, what the... Doc.
Yeah.
And, they're talking shop about...
Oh, she brought her friends on the date.
Yeah, she brought her friends with her.
And not a date, probably.
Yeah, kind of bad. And they were married.
Did they kiss you?
Yeah, one kiss.
So you never really scored. You took her to the blues club and then...
Yeah, and then we went out for pizza and go, take a hike. Get lost. Beat it. Good grief.
Dayton's for sack.
Yeah, no doubt. And condoms are for punks. So
yeah, condoms are for punks. I'm scared of one thing. It's AIDS, and I ain't getting it the way
right,
I do it.
AIDS.
That's right.
But, he touched me. No, Harry Weinstein. But then
you ever had a an AIDS scare? You ever get the test?
I did take a test when I was
horrifying,
in
horrifying, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I don't sleep around.
Recently you did.
I know you said when you're in rehab?
Yeah.
You don't sleep around?
I don't sleep around, man, because I remember like 20 years ago I did. Like I slept with one girl and she tried to get me pregnant.
Wow, were you worried?
She gave you the pregnancy.
Yeah. You used to do some good drugs.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I would last like a two-punch
chunk. You put a baby in me. Did you finish it? Yeah.
Baby, this could be a good baby. You're smart. You know, I got nothing going for me. So, yeah.
I'm going to put a baby in you tonight, Pablo.
Yeah.
Okay.
She would be my baby girl. Good luck.
So you thought she tried to fake a pregnancy?
She tried to fake a pregnancy. She pulled this, you know, she was one of those.
You're the father.
She's snapping over her head.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's
oh, yeah, I want to take over the world and that kind of thing. So I said, I just looked at her. I go, listen, if you have a baby, give it to me. But that ain't going to happen, is it?
No, but
no, I don't think so. I ought to squash you like a bug.
And I left. I said, don't have the baby. And I left going,
No, but,
yeah. Yeah, well, it's good to see you've calmed down since
I
all,
did
the,
calm
since all
down,
the stuff that's happened, that you've settled yourself.
I had a threesome with these two people right here.
Your two hands.
Yeah,
two three-way that way?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of. You
know, kind of like to see that.
Yeah,
I could learn something from that, I think.
You're rude, Hook.
What goes on in Pablo's life when he's not performing? Take a week off. What do you do?
What do? I sit on the internet and I just try to... I got a roommate now named Steve Kramer, the guy right. Who was here last time, and he's so much fun because we just come out with little projects and stuff. And basically, I nap out and I go out and check out other comedians at
you
the.
You take naps and
I
you go watch other guys.
I watch other guys. Yeah,
that's your vacation.
I watch comedians at the Melrose and go to the,
because you probably travel so much. The last thing you want to do is travel when you have time off, right?
Right. Just want to come right home, you know, jump in the jacuzzi and pull out my thingy and.
Roadhog.
You know, reminisce, as you would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What is the current state of the world tell Pablo right now?
The Kardashians are hot, and Mark Wahlberg's in every movie, so
that's
all I got to say.
That's pretty much it. Are you a political guy?
Can't get too much into that. It's just huge, and this and that. Yeah. Everybody's putting on Trump in every TV show. It's a vicious circle of just, you know, huge, someone said this, you know, whatever. What about you? You like to?
I like the chaos.
Yeah,
I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny. Yeah.
You know why I like it is because everybody complains about how awful everything is.
Right.
Like it's just all terrible.
Right.
And then you go out and you just see people wasting food and like they're
spending
like gigantic $1,000 wreaths.
Yeah.
All up and down every street.
Right.
And you're like, you know what? We're not that bad off.
Oh
if
yeah.
We can afford to decorate every street in the city for the holidays. We're okay.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah. You know, it's people just complaining for no reason at all. Yeah. You know, Trump said this and this. Oh God. All right. Just
the world's not going to come to an end. It's just you might be a little bit tactless. That's all.
Yeah, if I die tomorrow, live a good life. Keep going. You know, move on. You can.
Everything will be just fine.
What do you think you'd
be
doing?
What about the allegations that are going on?
About with
in Hollywood, just a Hollywood.
Oh, that's kind of creepy. Are you worried?
Of course not.
Have you done anything that makes you think, uh-oh?
Well, I touched myself, and I still can't move up.
You can't even give yourself a job.
I know. I'm out of doubt. I mean, I touched myself in a dirty spot. I don't know. Did Bill Cosby roofie himself? Ray Romano's doing it.
Come on, get the ball. Come on, you're doing it. You can do it, man.
And Jerry Seinfeld, here we go. You want to get, come on, you want to be on the show? Here we go. I don't know, man. They kind of look the part. Harry Weinstein kind of looks the.
Like a Harvey, filthy pervert. It's exactly what you'd draw. If he was casting one of his own movies, dirty, weird, pervert executive is
he
him.
It would be him.
It would be him, yeah.
So, and then Lucy, I mean, I don't know what
bigger question, would you do it for a bigger job? Harvey Weinstein says,
get back in the day.
I can't imagine that, no way.
See, I'd do it. If it paid off,
look, really?
Why is it bad?
If he's like, you'd be a millionaire forever, just touch it.
Look at the eye of the storm there, Gary.
I'd do it.
You'll get producer credit.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Honey, what's going on? You got the part. You're in the movie. Hi, what is going on?
I'm not doing a good job, but I got paid.
And
I don't care. Yeah.
Depends. No, it depends.
If
the price is right.
See, that's how I feel. Everybody takes the pipe eventually. You might as well get paid.
The pipe.
Yeah. Lay down the pipe.
Bruce Jenner. Caitlin, come on, you can do it. Touch it.
Would you do Caitlin?
He makes a good couple, but no, I couldn't do it.
He's going to be a great grandmother.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a grandpappy. Yeah. A grandpappy.
Grandmappy. Grandma.
Here I am, a woman with nuts. ouch.
His daughter's making some dough now.
Yeah, she's making like
the highest paid model.
Yeah, that's
cool. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Kendall and Kylie are rolling.
Kendall and Kyle. And,
see, I mean, I would definitely, if the opportunity came up just for the stories, if Caitlin wanted to date me.
Would you?
I'd do it.
He went to the ESPYs and not one brother asked her out. You know what I'm saying? Said, you know, that's one brother. I'm going to go for that. Yeah.
I'm going to take that bitch.
Yeah, but she's rich, man. But I know, man. She knows all the games, man. You know what I'm saying? That one brother hit on her. She looks like a woman from the front, but from the back, it looks like Steve Garvey.
Yeah. The broad. Yeah.
I've never seen Steve Garvey in a dress, so I'm gonna have to do my imagination on that one.
Oh, you're rude. Oh, yeah, Caitlyn Jenner. Yes. How can you wear a bikini when you have a weenie? I don't get that, man. How can you wear a thong when you got a dong? You know what I'm saying?
Haven't you been fooled by that in the past? I think you told us a story once how somebody came in a bikini and turned out to have a weenie.
You and Ashley.
You and Ashley.
Yeah,
that's right.
I was insane.
It might have been Ashley's fault.
Well,
Ashley was the one who fell in love. Too.
He didn't move.
Yeah, he was to Australia with her.
Kind of creepy. It was like because she looked like Madonna, kind of like right. This one girl, she looked like Madonna. I go, and I was like flirting with her. Look at that cute little Madonna face. You went, whoa, Soink Scoob. Yeah, they get angry. They
already paid for.
I think you're beautiful, but I get pissed off. Hi. He's on menopause. He's a MILF. What kind of MILF was he, man? I mean, what do you call a transsexual MILF? Homogized MILF. Yeah. What do you call a skinny MILF? Non-fat MILF, right? You know what I'm saying? What do you call a rich MILF? 1% MILF. You know what I'm saying? What do you call a black MILF? A chocolate MILF? And what do you call a Chinese MILF? Silly MILF. Thank you, man.
Pablo is at the Improv tonight, and then Friday, Saturday, he's over there at Stand Up Live all weekend long. And you come out here almost every Thanksgiving now. It's become a tradition. You, like the Kennedy assassination and the Lions losing, are part of my Thanksgiving
That's
weekend.
That's right. I come on down here because, you know, I pick up some ladies and got the family here in Tucson, Arizona. Got the cousins here. And Mike Devo.
Yeah, Mike Devo. You say hello to him all the time.
Sometimes he shows up. Sometimes he doesn't. He works at Boeing. But we're going to find you.
He's kind of your, like, a Harvey, like the six-foot rabbit that does or does not exist. You mentioned him. He kind of shows up sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't.
He's imaginary.
He brings something to the table.
I feel like
every
I know
time.
Mike Devo.
Yeah. I love Mike Devo.
Bring him up every time.
Yeah, he should come down there and...
Why is Mike so special to you that you?
Because he was my next-door neighbor that would make fun of my parents, and I would make fun of his parents, and we'd just go back and forth. And he actually did a better job than I did, so
it all worked out.
Yeah.
Now, who through your trials and tribulations, did anybody piss you off through this whole thing that you went through? Anybody come at you?
Or the other way, apologize.
Or did somebody come out and help you?
No, you know what? Actually, it all... As soon as that happened, I went right into rehab. I said, screw this, man. Just go right in.
Yeah, you were there the next day.
I went there the next day.
You tweeted out, like, everything will be fine in 28 days.
I went in there and just bolted out, worked out, met with my nutritionist, man.
You got that going on?
You know, kind of, sort of, but they're lost, those guys, you know? You know, you're going to work out, you know. The best cocaine best diet is the best diet. It's a South Beach diet. You drink all, do ecstasy and coke and dance for 15 fucking hours. Oh, that's psychosis. Vomit.
I gotcha.
So yeah, it's
the best cocaine is a diet.
It's the new Hollywood diet.
Yes.
It's the Miami diet. It's one drink of meds and all kinds of chemicals.
Take this amazing chalk.
That incredible that incredible smack sound you just heard was everyone at Betty Ford listening. Oh, no.
Pablo.
Did you just take a handful
of white chalk.
Yeah.
What if I told you could do the crack and the coke and still lose weight? It's that easy. It's OxyCoke.
Well, I worried about you, so I don't want you to fall into a bad habit because we can't lose Pablo.
It's okay, man. Like I said, it was all good. You know, Mr. Bogart in charge. Everything's coming out now to the show, and Short Bus is going to be there. And
Short Bus is opening for you.
Short Bus, yes.
Sweet. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good for the whole family.
Yeah, he's going to give you grief because he's sober now.
Yeah, come on, Pablo. Quackity. He's going to be rolling around like R2-D2. So, you know what would be a good rapper?
Who's that?
Chewbacca. Because everything rhymes. Good God, look at this.
You're nuts.
Ouch.
There's a lot wrong with you.
Yeah, man. It's a good thing, man.
Have you ever had like a doctor test your heart?
Yes, I went to Heart Check America.
When was this?
3 years ago.
Okay, you need to do it again. just keep that up.
So what happened?
Like
I had plaque in my arteries, right? So I go, I cannot do a show knowing that I have plaque in my arteries. So
really? It was overwhelming.
So I was going to get those little stents, whatever.
Yeah.
I said no, but I went to this place called It's called, not GNC, but it was called...
The Vitamin Shop?
Yeah, the Vitamin, Super Vitamin Shop. And got this stuff called EDTA, and it takes all the molecules and all the metals and stuff out of your blood, and it took all the plaque out. So
this is terrible. So a doctor told you, you need to stop it, Brady.
Yeah.
You're going to talk Brady into the stents for your arteries. A doctor said you needed them, and you went to GNC instead. No, yeah, self-medicated.
Yeah, and I got this
stuff. And you
stuff
got retested?
EDT. Yeah, and went back there, and he goes, you can't come back here twice in 1 year for your heart check America. I go, just do it. And they checked it out, and all the plaque was gone. So
it worked.
It works.
I don't know.
Before it hardens.
I know where Brady's going.
DDT.
I know. Yeah, Brady's going. See, this is the danger of what you just did. Brady's going to try cocaine, and he's going to go to GNC for all his heart needs.
You just killed
Brady.
It's the Miami diet, baby. Okay? You got posasma. You do a cocaine. You dance. Come on, baby. All right, I like to dance for 15 hours. Okay?
I've watched Scarface twice this year for some reason. And I never realized how terrible that movie actually is.
I know.
And that it's truly about him wanting to bang his sister. The whole movie just boils down not even to drugs, but to him wanting to hammer his sister.
And yeah, that's
so gross. And she doesn't have the same accent as him, so I don't know where they go.
You know, you're looking at me. Come on. Hey, come on. What are you talking about? Cocaine, death, guns. Come on, baby. You made a deal with Charlie Sheen and Corey Feldman. Are you crazy, Montana? Maybe that's crazy. Hey, my Frank, come on. He does a video. 2 men and a fat kid? Come on. It's okay. He's pure. I am the boss. You're the boss.
Yeah, the movie's horrible, but every time I see it, I think might be the reason why.
Well, you know, it's just
I've heard you do all the stuff.
The Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, it looked like you came off a banana boat. Hey, let me tell you something, okay? I didn't come off no banana boat, okay? Oh, you look like a little tiny pig in a blanket. You're not my tiger, okay? You're my little piggy. Scarface. The deleted scenes.
Oh, you're insane. What do you have coming up?
We're finishing up on this Netflix special. It's called Here We Go Again.
When you say we, who are you talking
about? It's me and Steve Kramer.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically stand-up comedy with cartoons. We did it last time.
You're doing the cartoon thing finally.
Yeah, we're finally doing that, but we got some new ones that are going to come out, and we make fun of those Plavix and all those crazy pharmaceutical.
Yeah,
you need Busta Rhymes to tell you how bad it is. Urine, temperature, suicidal thoughts. What? Jeez. So we're working on that, and other than that, I'm going to get a tan. And
you're going to tan up? What do you get planned for the weekend here, other than the shows?
I'm going to go. I'm going to be at Christie's Cabaret.
Christie's? You're hitting Christie's. Yeah. You're doing that, but like during the day?
During the daytime?
There's any available
time. You're going
time.
To the pool? It's going to be 90 degrees, man.
It's going to be beautiful. I'm going to probably walk the streets of Mill. No.
You just walk up and down Mill until somebody points you out.
I'm going to nap out and, power lounge. That's what I'm going to do. Here you go. With the milk.
You're going to have a milk.
I'm going to have a milk.
Is that what you're allowed
to
do? I'm
going to hang out in front of Zorbras. There's this place called Zorbras, right? I'm going to be right across the street. So when people walk up to Zorbras, I go, hey! Okay. And they take out.
Pablo, would you rather live a long life, healthy, never drink again, or die young and just going nuts?
No, I would go the first step.
You would do the healthy, long life thing?
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah, but because by then the technology's come, they probably have some kind of pill. So
EDTA.
That's right.
All right, you can't take anything. You can never feel inebriated again, and you live to be 90. Or you can do whatever you want and live to be 60.
Okay, let's put it this way. All right, so when I'm medicated, like I'm drunk, I can last about 3 minutes in the sack. If not, it's like 30 seconds. I'm a two-pump chump. So I don't like sex that much.
How are you sober?
Over.
It's over the second she takes it off.
Take off your clothes and we'll put them back on.
Yeah, so. The song doesn't even get to the chorus.
Oh, girl, are you ready for the romance? And put it right back on.
It's Boys to Pablo.
Boys to Pablo. I'll make love to you. I'm already done. Time for you to go. Get away from Pablo. And when you go last a minute. No.
It has to keep going. Oh, yeah. But it's all about getting you out.
By the time I get my jacket off, it's already done. Okay.
Well, that's a sell for all the ladies coming to the show this week.
It's like losing your keys in the car. You can see them, but
it's there. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Have a great Thanksgiving and stay healthy. Okay. It means more to me that you come back here all the time than it ever does that you're having fun.
That's right. I'll make you a hot Mexican meal too.
So yeah, don't Ralphie on us and go nuts and lose your control and fall off a bigger stage and bonk your head.
Boink. Oh, yeah.
And if I have to ever see you wheel in here with Short Bus,
oh god,
because you fell off a stage and knocked your melon off,
and you're doing Tag team comedy.
Hey, you know, well, tag team like R2-D2.
Yeah. If I ever, if you ever come in here in a wheelchair and I have to placate the
in the world.
I have to ever hear you do the movie voice guy from the chair and then
I'll
go, very good.
I'll be in the chair and go, come on, sit right here.
You're still going to be a pervert. give us one porn site for the masses for the holidays.
You know what? It has to be YouPorn because you can download really good stuff on YouPorn.
Anything special on YouPorn that you search out?
Paid ones. Paid ones is
a good one.
Paid ones. Paid ones. Go to paid ones.
When you search porn, what do you put in the search bar?
I put bung.
You just put bung?
Yeah, and it takes you to like some really good ones, you know, but I only stay there for like 5 minutes, you know.
You don't do like tan lines or versions or home videos?
I love nude beaches for right now. That's what
really?
Yeah, because my friend's working at
a resort.
Yeah.
What goes on nude beach? Do they actually have videos of just people walking around or
sex? He has a drone. He sweeps, and they let him do it because he works there.
That can't be legal.
Yeah, he does maintenance work, but they don't pay him.
Yeah.
So right now he's bringing his own materials from his house. He goes, I'm doing good now. Now they're paying me, and I got my own little tent.
Yeah. Did you meet him in AA? Because that sounds like an AA guy.
No, not an AA. no, I didn't meet him in AA. But believe me, he was already in there because it's
no one will pay him for what he does, so he's got to make ends meet by droning over nude beaches.
And he brought some of the girls to the show, and they're just hot stuff. You know, kind of
nature. Yes.
Naked hippies?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Those one sergeant chick. She's like a sergeant.
Yeah.
They have
rank on the nude beach?
Well, it's the lodge. It's called the Lupin Lodge, right? It's really beautiful, but
everyone's naked in nature and missing tooth. Yes.
And
where is it?
It's right up by Santa Cruz in the...
It's an outdoor one.
Yeah, it's been around for 40 years, and they got people... I think they get naked, and you're a pervert. Right? That's freedom, you know?
Have you ever done it? Did you ever go up and get naked and walk around with them?
I walked around with a fanny pack on.
Just a fanny pack?
And Doc Martens.
And your wang out.
Yeah, that's it.
And everybody was okay with that?
Well, no, I had a Bon Jovi wig, too. Yeah. And some paints.
Is that in one of the drone things I can see?
Yeah, and I put a little hula hoop.
If I do Pablo Bung nude beach,
let's go to the clip.
It's Magoo.
All right. Pablo Francisco at the Improv tonight and at Stand Up Live Friday and Saturday. And
right
Thanksgiving
on, bro.
Just wandering around. Thank you, man. There Take care
Love
of yourself.
You, man. You got it,
Love
baby.
You back. It's Pablo Francisco, everybody.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.